The Arts Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, has said he supports the retention of the basic income for the arts, which was introduced 3 years ago. He was speaking following the publication of a report into the experience of those who have been taking part in the pilot scheme. Maria Fleming is the chair of the National Campaign for the Arts, and she's on the line. Maria, thanks for talking to us. Under this scheme, 2,000 artists have been receiving, I think it's €325 a week. Can you remind us, how did people become eligible?
Yes, so we were delighted to meet this week with Minister Patrick O'Donovan to talk about this fantastic initiative. And just over 3 years ago, there was a call out and over 9,000 people applied. And of that, 8,000 were deemed to be eligible. And the eligibility criteria were around a number of things. People had to show membership of a resource organisation in the arts, give samples of their work, maybe show a qualification that they had. And following that, out of the 8,000 that were then deemed eligible, there was a lottery system at that time. 2,000 artists received basic income and 996 artists were put on a control group so that a study could be done to compare.
And since then, has their work been monitored, or once they received the go-ahead, were the artists basically left to their own devices?
Well, the system was decided that because this was a pilot and because it was done on a lottery basis, and both the department and the sector were keen to know how this would work, that it would be remain anonymous. So nobody in the sector knows who the artists are in receipt. There's a very limited number of people in the department. I think possibly only one person in the department who knows the identity of the artists who are in receipt. Now, some artists have decided to speak openly about the fact that they're in receipt, which is great, and we get to hear about their work. But we know anecdotally within the sector from people speaking to us that there are books that have been published, albums that have been completed. I have personally worked with a visual artist through my festival first fortnight on an exhibition that he completed and that we then toured internationally as a result of him being freed up through basic income for artists. But the research and the wonderful qualitative report by Jenny Dagg that we hear and read today shows us that there definitely is an increase in productivity from the artists in receipt of it. And in fact, most report that they reinvest approximately 40% of the funding that they receive back into their practice, whether that's through materials or training or attending other works or networking or marketing.
It sounds as though this is going to continue, but I suppose given the level of economic instability at the moment, is it realistic to expect the scheme to be expanded?
I think so, absolutely, because I think given that statistic that I just gave, that artists are reinvesting 40% of that money into back into their practice, that's going back into the economy as well. And there's savings being made all over the place by things like artists investing in health insurance, in their own health, in one case, in a pension scheme. So they're actually going to be saving the country money down the line. The level of precarity that most artists live in is probably unknown to a lot of people in the general population. But by supporting artists, we're going to actually be saving money down the line, because we're going to all benefit from the work that they deliver. But also we're going to support them to be really productive members of our society and to reinvest back into our society. So the NCFA are really strongly campaigning for the basic income to be retained, extended and expanded.
All right, Maria Fleming, thank you very much for talking to us.